With me on the phone right now for my edition of Farmer Friday this week, I've got an individual from Wayne County, Dan May. Dan, thanks for being with me here on KIIC today.
Yep, thanks for having me, Pat.
All right, you betcha. It's getting closer to spring. People are thinking about moving the wheels in the field. And let's back the bus up just a little bit and talk about last harvest season, 2023. How do you think things went for you in Wayne County at the end of the harvest last year?
At the end of the harvest in 23, I was pleasantly surprised. I guess we got things rolling, and the yields that started coming in, and even the yields on my own farm. I just got a few acres, and so just one crop that I do, just beans, or was what I had last year, and they did extremely well for the lack of moisture that we had. And then in my side gig, or in my real gig, and farming on the side, I guess, you know, working for Pioneer and Destination Ag there north of Cordon, we kind of seen the whole thing, that same thing over our whole territory. Very, very surprised and very pleased with the yields, with the growing conditions that we had. You know, we had a great planting season, got things going, got things in the ground, very little replant, which is good. And then moved into that, I guess, northwest Wayne County, opposite corner of the county that I'm in, or where I live, I guess, was a little drier, and those yields kind of showed, but very, very pleased overall with what we had.
The thing about working for a particular company like that, they like things on the cutting edge, new technology-wise. What's out there for people to take a look at for soybeans?
For soybeans, if you haven't heard, I guess our new Z series is coming out, very strong showing last year of the A series. So we're starting to introduce some of the new Z series soybeans, which will be good. And so quite a variety of those as far as maturities go for all over the area. And so it'll be great to see what they do. The breeders keep telling us how much better they're going to be even above the A's. So as we get into planting and get into the growing season this summer, it'll be exciting to watch them grow as far as soybeans go.
And the great thing about plants, science, they put it together and make genetics, there's going to be some traits there that allow those plants to withstand the fact of less moisture. And that's a good thing, especially now that we're basically in the midst of a two-year drought. Hopefully it doesn't extend to three, but yet here we are.
That's right. Yeah. You know, some of those hybrids we figured out that work better than others in the drought situation. And so some of those really shined last year and we're able to do that. So yeah, drought's a big issue that we seem to talk about a lot. So
talk a little bit about on the corn side there in Wayne County. What transpired in that area?
Like I said, you know, southern Wayne County, I mean, really that dry pocket up there in the northwest corner, which seems like they've had that the last couple years. So those guys up there kind of struggled. But, you know, a lot of yields. It was easier to find 250, 260 bushel yields compared to, you know, a 200 bushel yield or 200 and less. So it was a very pleasant surprise, which why at the same time, you know, prices weren't the greatest, and kind of led to some logistic headaches and some logistic things you had to, you know, accomplish. A lot of guys, you know, ran out of room pretty quick and had to go to plan B and plan C and plan D as far as storage and trying to figure out when you get to the co-op or get it wherever you're taking it and be able to get it unloaded. So towards the end of the harvest, you know, which we were lucky again to have a good year to be able to harvest and not fight the mud. And so, I mean, I think if we'd have been fighting mud and trying to take care of some of the logistic issues, I think it would have been a lot more hectic.
It's always a juggling act in agriculture. You know that as well as I do. But I'm talking with Dan May. He's a farmer over there in Wayne County. You mentioned a little bit about hay that you had. Talk about your hay crop that you were able to harvest.
A lot of guys, and myself included, you know, the first cutting was okay, kind of short. And then if you got it timely, you might have had a little bit of a decent second crop. For me, in instance, it was later than I wanted to get it knocked down. And so the one rain that we did get, you know, in the summer right there around the 4th of July, the first cutting kind of got a little bit of a bath. But it still rolled up, and cows seem to be eating it still this year. So that's a plus. And I think that's probably what kind of led to a, you know, a decent second cutting if guys got that. So those guys that got going early, you know, they were kind of struggling, and some of those kind of throughout the summer was kind of a struggle. But, I mean, at this point in time, there's not a whole lot of people, I think, struggling for hay, and I think if you really need it, there's still some out there.
That's interesting to hear, because when you talk about drought, you talk about lack of amount that's baled up and whatnot, but if there's still plenty of hay out there for the animals to have, then it's a good thing. Talk a little bit about fertilizer application, testing, things on that nature there that you take a part in over there in Wayne County.
Yeah, I think that's kind of come to the forefront of a lot of people's minds this year, is doing more soil sampling, figuring out what crop needs what and where and why, and getting the right thing, and working in the seed industry and dealing with different producers, and even, you know, myself, a lot of interest in trying to make sure that there's enough out there for when we get those good years, and making sure that you can feed that crop and get it through the growing season, and then at the same time still trying to protect that bottom dollar and not be wasting. So a lot of conversations and rumblings around variable rates and things like that. And so I think as margins get tighter in the next couple of years, which can be kind of scary, I think we'll try to see guys or producers, you know, trying to get the most out of the money they can.
That's a smart way to do it, looking for the best way to be efficient on the financial side. You do a lot of driving around in terms of checking on your crops as well as other people's fields and whatnot, but tell us a little bit about how things are going on over there in terms of tiling, field tiling. Is there any activity going on over there in Wayne County?
Currently, yeah, there's quite a few that are tiling. Keep getting some Snapchats from a local tile company around there, and I think there's moisture there if you can get down to it, but I think they're pretty excited about being able to get out there and get a head start on what they're doing before the field work really, really amps up here.
I'm talking with Dan May. He's a farmer over there in Wayne County within our listing area here in KIIC. Talking about wheels turning, though, is there anybody stirring the dust out there?
Oh, yeah, there's been, I'd say, two, 3 weeks here. There's been some dust stirring and even some last night that I seen. You know, this is Tuesday, so before we have a chance of rain here, even some stocks being worked last night, and a lot of anhydrous been going on, some fertilizer going on. So plenty of things of above or ahead of planting here. So I think guys are wondering when that magical window is to start dropping those seeds in the ground. But I think hopefully the long-term forecast from what we can see kind of holds together and we do get some moisture. And so that'll be a struggle to wait long enough, or should we have been going or not? So,
yeah, it's always a juggling act for sure. I'm talking with Dan May over there in Wayne County. I know that you have another hat that you wear. It's the being on the Wayne County Fair Board.
That's correct. I'm currently serving as the president of the Wayne County Fair.
And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we set our fair kickoff here a week ago, last Friday, and so that's just basically a dinner that we have for our supporters and our sponsors, and good time to recognize our sponsors and talk about our highlights that we have coming up for the 2024 fair. And so in the gist of it, our entertainment, nightly main arena entertainment, is going to be the same, just kind of flop around some dates. And so our tractor pull will be back on a Thursday. When I first got down to Wayne County, they always had tractor pulls on Thursday, and then sometime along the line, those got switched to Friday evening. And so we'll be back to tractor pull on Thursday, rodeo Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday evening, we're going to try motocross again. So we've been doing some ATV races, flat track ATV races, just basically because we had to keep the track together for our tractor pull, something that we could try on Thursday. But with the way the schedule landed this year, we're going to try that on Sunday evening, and so that will be a building all the jumps and doing all that. So those guys that are going to help put that on will have a long night after the rodeo wraps up on Saturday night to get that ready for Sunday.
You know, that's the thing about people, they don't realize how much effort and hours it takes to put something together, and then lo and behold, you're trying to make it so that everybody has an opportunity to see something that is interesting as well, and it takes quite a little bit of effort from everybody involved to put on a county fair in terms of those entertainment items. Talk about that.
Oh yeah, that's a struggle that we fight with every year is what do we do, who do we get involved, you know, how do we best serve the county and try that. You know, there's other fairs around that, you know, have music and draw all kinds of a crowd. It seems like when we have music that don't ever turn out very well. But our rodeo, two nights worth, I mean, we'll get a fairly large crowd in the arena or in the stands, and so that's good. So obviously that tells us that rodeo is still something that we can draw a crowd with, and the tractor pull's always kind of been a big hit as well. So then usually that other night of what do we fill it with is kind of the struggle. So that's how we kind of landed back on motocross and see what we can draw for a crowd there.
I'm talking with Dan May. He's farming out of Wayne County, Iowa, here in Thunder Country. Dan, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Yep, no problem, Pat.
And don't forget about this edition of Farmer Friday. You can listen to it all over again. Go to www.kiicradio.com and select that Audio Vault tab, and then go down the right side to check out this Farmer Friday podcast exclusively right here on KIIC.